Tausch begins now, and it begins with more of your calls. Still trying to figure out exactly how to ask this in a tweet, sharing the YouTube links, because I think you hit it, Jason,
because nobody is going to say give up a first and pay him 30. Nobody.
Right.
Maybe Goody. I mean, maybe the only guy that actually matters will do that as far as actually having something happen. I think your very fair assessment, because there is so much smoke, as you put it. If you said you have to give up your third round pick and pay him 28 a year over a 3 or 4 year deal, are you doing it as a Packer fan?
Mm-hmm.
That tells you, you know what? That question, yeah, will tell you everything you need to know. How you feel about this group and how you feel about DK Metcalf. That's really what you're asking. And I think that is a fair compensation if that's, I think it's high, but I think with all of the smoke, as you're putting it, I think that's about where this is going to land. And if that's the case, I'm still out. But mm-hmm. I can understand why fans would be in.
He's played six NFL seasons. He has never played fewer than 15 games in a season. So he's been durable. One.
He's a beast of a dude.
He's never had fewer than 900 yards in a season.
That's good.
And I don't think the Packers have had anyone eclipse 900 yards in any of the last three seasons, if my memory serves me correctly.
Yeah. That ain't good.
So I think.
Why don't we just go get Jamar Chase and Hendrickson? Give up our that I'll give up our first four.
Yeah, the last time the Packers had a wide receiver eclipse 900 yards for the season. Davante Adams, 123 catches, 1,553 yards, and 11 touchdowns in 2021. All right. Yes, go get Jamar Chase. Maybe you can trade Jaire Alexander for him straight up.
Bonds and Griffey, too. Get them both.
844-770-3776. That's the Carbless talk and text line. Carbless list is more. Let's talk to Eric in Green Bay. Eric, good morning, buddy. What's up?
Hey guys, kind of funny scenario here because like most Packer fans like myself for years, we had been wanting the team to make a big move like this and make a trade. And if you think back to us being seemingly linked to every possible trade target, now it's like, we'll pass. And I'm kind of in that boat, kind of looking at the pros and cons of it. When the one thing I think DK would really add is he would replace what we lost with Christian Watson with that over-the-top speed. But at the end of the day, you kind of look at the cost analysis, and it's like, would you rather have DK Metcalf or any of the receivers that are, there's a bunch of quality free agent receivers right now, obviously Davante being the cherry on top, but you could have Davante Adams, you could keep your first round pick to address one of the holes like defensive back, like shoring up that line, and you have more money both short term and long term too, whereas right, DK Metcalf at 30 mil a year, for 4 or 5 years, you need a receiver like Davante to be good for 2 to 3 years to get your money's worth out of that. You need DK to stay healthy and productive for a long time. So when it comes down to, would I rather have a receiver and that pick and that cap flexibility short and long term? Absolutely, and it's really not even close.
Yeah,
Eric, before you go, third round pick,
yeah.
28 a year. 3 year commitment, yes or no?
Ooh,
Metcalf.
If we're bringing it down to three, I would say only in a scenario where it's kind of like you have like that Josh Jacobs out after a year or two, and it's not super tough. But that's still a lot of money to allocate towards a receiver, and we have a lot of holes this year. I don't think our offense is DK Metcalf away from a Super Bowl.
That's kind of what I'm thinking
Ooh.
Too. I think the Russ ballification of this would be signing bonus, and I would guess you'd be able to get out of it in 2 years. That's typically how Russ does his deals. So you never know, but that would be my guess.
What a good point, and thanks for the call, Eric. We appreciate you. What a good point that here we are always clamoring, and they got to make a big splash. They got to do something, and here are the two of us and our fans sit. And we're talking about acquiring a top flight wide receiver, right? I understand the Jackson Smith and Jigba statistic, but still, DK Metcalf is a damn good football player.
Yeah, but that rocked you a little bit when you saw
it. It did. Yeah, I did not know the numbers there. That surprised
me. I saw you staggered. You were staggered.
But still, here we are talking about a top flight player and acquiring him, and now we're like, no, I don't know about this. Maybe not.
There's a cost. There's a cost. Listen.
There is.
If you said Jamar Chase, if you said Justin Jefferson,
sure.
If you said CD Lamb, would you do this? I don't even know if I'd do this for CD Lamb. I don't know if I would. There are certain guys that you would. There's no doubt about it. DK Metcalf ain't that guy. No, he's just not. And that's not to spite him. It's just he is not worth giving up the first overall. The 23rd pick. That's my opinion. And the question that Eric asked is great. Are the Packers a DK Metcalf away from this offense exploding? I don't know. I don't think so. But it certainly would help to have a guy that could take coverage and do the things that he does. I think he would help this team a lot if you did bring him in.
All right. I know you've got your commitments at your undisclosed location. So we're going to keep taking calls while you go about your business.
We can do one more call if you have a second. I got a little bit yet. So one more call.
I was told 10:15. I was ready to get you out at 10:13. Okay. So let's take one more call because old T said so. And let's get more calls, too. 844-770-3776. Let's go to Tim in Hales Corners. Tim, you get old T before he's got to go wee, 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 wherever he's going. What do you got for us?
So, good morning, gentlemen. First of all, I think the whole Davante Adams ship has sailed. Like, the stars would have to align perfectly for him to come back. I just think that thing's done.
Okay.
As far as the Metcalf thing, if it's a third and you have to pay him $25 to $28 million a year, I think that's the price of doing poker. I think you have to do it. Townsend have said for the last week that Christian Watson was a difference maker. DJ Metcalf is that guy. He's a difference maker. He can take the top off. And now if it means you don't sign as many people in free agency, Goody's got to weigh that. However, if people are clamoring, we didn't have a guy who's a true deep threat, I think you have to do it. He makes your offense better. Does he get you to the Super Bowl? He gets you a hell of a lot closer than where you are right now. And Christian Watson isn't coming back in this year.
I saw him running on the treadmill yesterday.
Wait, at the local Y? Were you running next to him?
No, not at the local Y, but at I saw him post something on. And he said he's going to be ready to go sooner than Jason Wilde. He didn't say your name, but he was talking to you.
Uh-huh.
And thanks for the call. Who knows if Christian Watson can be ready, but if you think he can be that impactful, 3 years, 28 and a half, that is the price of doing business. He's right. That is.
Yeah,
but
it is.
Giving
just
up a
like,
pick, too.
Just like paying Jordan Love as much as you pay Jordan Love is the cost of doing business right now in the league at quarterback. All right, we'll keep going with the calls. And then Tausch will rejoin us when he's available. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. More of our conversation about acquiring DK Metcalf. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't always run and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas in his bank account. But there's a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage, she loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That silver
844-770-3776. I want to keep going with calls. 844-770-3776. But in the interim, let's get to a couple of text messages. The question is on Twitter, And I phrased it this way just because I did think that we needed some parameters. Because are you in on DK Metcalf if he costs you a fifth-round pick and you got to pay him $21 million a year? Of course you are, right? That's peanuts. So I think we all agree that giving up your first-round pick should be a non-starter for Goody. So our current conversation, if it costs the Packers, say, a third-round pick instead of the number 23 overall pick, and $28 million a year, are you in or out on a trade for DK Metcalf? That's the question. Where are you at? I know this sounds ridiculous, but I think I'm still out. And is that my feeling for Davante Adams coloring my judgment? Is it the fact that Davante Adams cost me no draft picks that's coloring my judgment? DK Metcalf is 5 years younger than Davante. He's 27. Davante is 32. 5 years is a long time in the NFL. I'm open to being wrong on this, but I think I'm still out. What are you as a Packers fan? 844-770-3776. What do you got, Jesse, on the text portion of the Carbless Talk and Text line?
So, first of all, for those of the... I'm going to put myself up here, even though Tausch is unable to be seen here in his mysterious location.
Great angle, though. And he's still connected?
Yeah, he's still connected. He's doing great. Yeah, whatever he's up to.
That's just
mysterious.
Weird. It's on the whiteboard.
I'm not going to count. We have this scoreboard that I like to put up when we do questions like this on the video stream, which I think is pretty fun. Mm. But all the YouTube dwellers want to be mad about something, even on a fantastic Friday like this. And they say, how come our votes don't count on the scoreboard? How come only the calls and the texts count? Because I'm not going to go through two different video streams on YouTube and count every vote. I'm one person running the operation here. We're playing, if you want to chime in with a call or a text, that's the way we'll count your vote. We're not counting the YouTube comments.
Okay, you've stated your position very clearly.
Thank you. Now, Todd and Hartford text in. Good morning, guys. Tausch says hi.
So friendly.
I'm out on DK for the terms, first or even a third, and $28 million a year being discussed. Acquiring DK Metcalf doesn't make our receiving group better. He's a stud, but he's not a leader. To not get leadership for that cost is just putting a flash in the pan. I would rather get Devontae as a free agent for $17 or $20 million, get the leadership, keep the draft pick, and use the money elsewhere for a couple of years.
Yeah. He makes a great argument. My question is this: is DK Metcalf not a great teammate? Does he have a history? Is he a diva? Like what? I guess I don't know enough about his behavior to be able to speak intelligently on whether or not there's a void of leadership that would be you'd be getting him for a big number, but not getting that aspect of his game. And I would also be curious. Goody had a chance to take him in the 2019 draft. He fell all the way to 64. 20 picks after, at number 44, Goody took Elgton Jenkins. Now, I love Elgton Jenkins. It was a good pick. He's a very good football player. I'd be curious how seriously he considered DK Metcalf at 44 when he was telling the story after the season about drafts and luck and everything else, and I asked him the question about, well, you traded back twice a couple years ago, and you still got Jaden Reed, but he could have gone after you traded back the way you did. And he used the example of the 2019 second round. We know he liked Drew Locke. He also said he liked Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel went before the Packers picked. Drew Locke went two picks to Denver. Before the Packers picked, they picked Elgton Jenkins, and then 20 picks later, Seattle took DK Metcalf. Turned out to be a pretty damn good pick at the bottom of the second round. I'd be curious, the production, you've got 6 years of evidence now of him as a player, so that changes things. But man, what is Goody going to be willing to give up to get him? All right, let's get to a couple more text messages, Jesse.
Here's one from John in St. Louis, home of Arch Madness. Missouri Valley Conference Tournament taking place this weekend. Big game tonight.
Go Braves.
Mm-hmm. John in St. Louis, a third and $28 million for Metcalf is a no-brainer yes for me. Goody stinks at third-round picks, and DK Metcalf is a stud. I guess that's one component of saying a third-round pick that we hadn't considered.
Well, the narrative, in fairness to Goody, the narrative has shifted a bit on the third-round picks, right? Because of Tucker Kraft, right? Tucker Kraft has been a fantastic third-round pick. Now, in fairness, Marshawn Lloyd and Tyron Hopper both had uneventful, non-impact rookie seasons as third-round picks. The 2022 third-round pick was Sean Ryan. He's a starter, which you couldn't say about the Jace Sternbergers of the world and Amari Rodgers. And there's no doubt that the third round has been a desolate area for most of Goody's time as the GM. I don't think that should factor in, though, personally. I pulled third round pick out of the air because if Diana Rossini's reporting is right, which I think it is, the Seahawks are asking for a much larger trade comp than is realistic. So they're going to have to settle for less. Much like one NFL executive suggested that the Packers should ask for a third round pick for Jair Alexander and then settle for a fourth or a fifth. Or maybe they won't get anything for him and they'll just outright release him. Jesse, you got another text that you like?
I do. Oh, Tausch is here. Hey.
Who's back?
Hey, look at that.
Guess who's back? Back again.
How was it?
Awesome. Super fun.
Can't wait to hear about it later.
Yeah, and not very, didn't take a lot of time either.
That's 10 minutes, right? About 10 minutes. That's what I told you I'd be. That's accurate. Let me tell you this. What I was doing is not the radio world where it's you can go and log on for 30 extra minutes. This is quick and bing, 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 bing type of deal.
And there was no, and Jason. Nothing started, and nothing started on fire.
Not that we know of.
And there happens to be a TV camera and light behind you.
Potentially. You do the math.
Interesting.
Detective
All right, Jesse, let's get to
case.
Rex in Exonia.
A lot of X's in Rex in Exonia. Yeah. That's fun.
Rex in effects.
If the Packers can pick up DK for a third and $28 million a year, I'm in. The going rate for receivers isn't going down, and even after a three-year deal, DK Metcalf will be 2 years younger than Devontae is right now.
That's right.
Maybe Goody is looking beyond this season and sees DK and Watson as dual threats over the top. That will open up the field for our boy, Tucker Kraft.
It's a great argument by Rex. Rex marks the spot there. If he's thinking longer term and he's thinking, okay, Watson will be back. We're going to want to keep him because we believe in him and he won't cost us as much because he doesn't have the production. And we can have DK Metcalf and Christian Watson, both burners on the outside, and maybe Jaden Reed in the slot and Tucker Kraft chewing it up like George Kittle across the middle. It's a pretty appealing idea. I like it. That one gave me... Rex, well done. Now I'm rethinking my position slightly.
I'm going to say this, Jason. This might sound crazy.
Probably.
I would rather go to San Francisco and try to grab Ayuk. His contract is done. He is available. San Francisco, basically everybody at San Francisco's got is available for the most part. And like you mentioned yesterday, they're signing, that signing bonus is paid.
Yeah.
You have him signed up. Now he's coming off a knee, so I get all that. But
indeed,
they were also in on the Ayuk sweepstakes, if I do recall, before Jordan Love got picked.
Yeah, he got picked one pick before him. Yep. All right. We'll keep going with your calls and your texts. I also want to get into the Trey Hendrickson being available.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you and I are both smitten with him and intrigued by that possibility.
He doesn't wear gloves.
And what does that mean? What is that?
I just like it. I don't know. It's fun. It means he's tough.
Oh, is that what it means?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we like tough. Tough is good. So we'll get into that coming up because Trey Hendrickson has asked for the ability to and has been granted the ability to seek a trade. But again, Trades cost compensation. You have to give up something to get someone. And what does that compensation look like? I keep going back to Deebo Samuel for a fifth.
If gonna that's be, the, you're going to pay more for that for Trey.
I understand, but maybe it's not. Maybe the idea of giving up first-round picks for guys, maybe that's not the case.
Lucas Van Ness in a third. Who says no?
Cincinnati? I don't know. I don't know, but that I wouldn't say no to that. I'm in for that trade. But again, you're giving up a player who still could become a very good player, if you think that about Lucas Van Ness.
Would
He's
you go
very
Rashawn
young.
Gary for Trey Hendrickson straight up?
Again, big age difference.
I'm asking difference. You. Would
yes,
you?
I would. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Would you?
I would not. No. I'm a Gary believer, though. So.
Yeah, I'm a doubter. But I'm a believer in Steinhoffels, and right now, the Steinhoffels Waukesha Clearance Center, I wish I would have known this when I was in Brookfield, just nearby, it is dangerously, that's what it says here, dangerously overstocked. I don't know what that means. They must liquidate over $5 million in furniture and mattresses immediately. You can save up to, this can't be right. Up to 95%? You're going to pay 5%?
What?
Of the original cost of an item?
No.
Get out of here. Wow. I got to get me down to Waukesha. They have to liquidate $5 million. More than that. In furniture and mattresses. And it's got to go immediately. Save up to 95% off clearance, closeouts, floor samples, and one-of-a-kinds. It all has to go. But hurry in. The sale ends, the Steinhoffels Waukesha warehouse sale ends on Sunday. We'll get to Trey Hendrickson, but we'll also get to more of your calls on DK Metcalf. That's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Before we get to more calls and before we get to Trey Hendrickson, I do think that this is part of the calculus on trading for DK Metcalf or doing something else at wide receiver. You know, I think very highly of my buddy Bill Huber and the work he does at Sports Illustrated's Packers page. He's going through the wide receiver free agent class, and the pickings are slim. He points
Carl
out,
Pickens.
Though.
T-Boone Pickens.
T-Boone Pickens. That's who I was going
to
go with.
Be there. Nice to have T-Boone in the mix, yeah.
George Pickens.
Certainly,
R.I.P.
He certainly would help your
Who was that Pickens that was it with the Pack? There was a Pickens back in the day, right?
No, Terry Mickens.
Mickens. Okay.
Mickens.
Kitchens. Used to coach. Country
Freddie Kitchens, yeah. Jaden Reed doesn't even rhyme with
Charles
any of this.
Charles Dickens, The Christmas Carol.
Yeah, Slim Pickens.
Sam Ficken was going to beat out Mason.
Yeah, he took over for Mason is what I was told.
Yeah, how did I miss that one today?
Jaden Reed had, because Bill's breaking down the Packers depth chart, he had 138 yards in the opener in Brazil. He had 139 yards against the Vikings in week 4.
Yeah,
he had 113 yards against the Lions in week 9. After that, over the final 8 games, Jaden Reed caught
Slim
19
Pickens,
right? passes.
Slim Pickens from a production standpoint. Right?
19 passes for 237 yards. He had no catches in that Detroit game. And he had one catch for 6 yards against Minnesota.
That wasn't good. No.
In the words of legendary Packers coach Vince Lombardi, what the hell's going on out here? And
now,
did we not
I'll
do a good
this.
Enough job of examining this?
No. So that was one of the things, and I remember texting that, and we had this as discussion points on our show. The Jaden Reed, what the basically, I think you could probably go back, check the tape. I think we've had this conversation. And my point was, well, you don't have, it's not as if he's Sterling Sharp yet. So you find ways. But then the troubling part to me on this was, you heard Matt LaFleur say, we need to find ways to get him the ball. We have to find ways to do this because how we value, whether it was jet sweeps, whatnot. And even with that, you still went through that productivity in the big boy games. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
And that's concerning. It is. You could say, well, he drops all this other stuff. Young player. Yeah. He had established himself. He had those big games at the beginning of the year. And when you, there's some times you're going to have some lulls, especially younger players. Mm-hmm. The consistency is not what you want as when you get older, and it's kind of, this is what your expectations are. The fact that there was a you know, we're going to stress and emphasize finding ways to get him the ball, and then you still didn't, it's concerning. And my guess, when you're hearing urgency, that's a big component to this when it's the Jaden Reed piece, because we, there's nobody on this panel, and I don't think anyone listening, that doesn't think that Jaden Reed's a good wideout and is going to be a part of this group for an extended period of time. And by the way, he's not a finished product. These same conversations had we had a show in 2015 would have been about Davante Adams. And I'm not saying Jaden Reed's going to be Davante. I don't see that. I think he'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
But those same conversations, oh, he's, you know, maybe he's not that good. Well, his ankle was bad. I don't know if Jaden Reed was dinged up. I don't know. It didn't. Nobody said anything, so you have to just take it at its word that he wasn't. But you have to let these guys grow. It is a process. And I thought one of our earlier callers mentioning the fact that Goody should have maybe done this last year got a pretty good point because last year would have been a great year for a veteran when – we saw some of this swoonage at the receiver spot, the drops and the not as productive as you'd hoped. Maybe that's when a veteran, a James Jones, when he came back, maybe you have those guys step in and alleviate some of that pressure, because it felt like the pressure maybe overrode what we saw last year out of this group.
Let's get to a call. 844-770-3776.
You look like you had a consterned face. Anytime you do that, I'm like, what? Something just happened. You had a
face. I'm trying. Okay. We're going to play trivia, and I still want to get to the Hendrickson conversation. Mm. We went from Jesse soliciting ideas for the rundown to basically talking about one thing almost the entire show, which is fine.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
Except we never got back to, is Mason Crosby the second most prominent player of the Rodgers era, which is where we started. But, boy, did we drop that like a hot potato. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Jason and Tosa.
But is he the best kicker of all time in
potatoes
Packers history?
Potatoes for sale?
Jason, good morning. Thanks for holding on, buddy. What do you?
Good morning, guys. Hey, I think you're starting to hit on it. I'm out on the DK Metcalf trade. Not because of anything having to do with DK Metcalf, but because I think it's an act of desperation by the general manager who has screwed up the wide receiver room. We're sitting here with, I'm sorry, with Dobbs, and Jaden Reed is a nice slot receiver, hopefully, but he has drops problems. Dontayvion Wicks, who knows? I mean, Jason, 2019, you keep referring to how Goody talks about he could have taken DK Metcalf, but instead he took Elgton Jenkins. The real miss in that draft was he traded up to take Darnell Savage when A.J. Brown, DK Metcalf, Deebo Samuel were on the board. Then he took Jay Sternberger, one pick before Terry McLaurin. We're not here today if he takes any of those guys. Now, in addition, 2022, they were getting desperate for a wide receiver. He traded up to take Amari Rodgers. The next two picks, wide receivers after that, were Nico Collins, who's a very good receiver for the Texans, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Goody has missed over and over in the wide receiver. He inherited Devontae. We had four decent years of Hall of Fame or near Hall of Fame production. He has, and the wide receiver room, compare it to our competitors. You've got the Eagles with A.J. Brown, who they traded a first for, Devontae Smith, a top 15 pick. The Vikings have two first-round picks.
Addison.
The Lions have Jameis and Williams.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not even close.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm worried that he's desperate. Someone's going to shine a spotlight on what he's done in the wide receiver room. And I'm feeling bad for Jordan Love because it feels a little bit like latter stages Aaron Rodgers. The weapons aren't there for him by any comparison to our competitors. It's not even close.
So his
That's a big boy call right there.
Jason, thanks for the call. You make some really good points. His track record at wide receiver. Let's do this. 2018, Jamon Moore.
Not great.
MVS.
Nah, MVP guy. A lot of MVPs he brought to his teams.
Super Bowl champ.
And Equanimeous St. Brown.
Amon's brother.
Podcast.
Good wrong podcast. St. Brown. No wide receivers in 2019's draft. Mm. No wide receivers in the 2020 draft.
I think we found an issue.
Amari Rodgers in the 2021 draft.
Mm. Mm.
Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, and Samori Toure in the 2022 draft.
Sleeper. Great Steinhoffler.
Samori gone. Romeo... Wherefore art thou, Romeo? I'm not sure what to think of Romeo these days. And Christian Watson, who has flashed greatness, but missed a lot of time with injuries, finally was healthy for an entire season, and then tears his ACL in the finale. 23, Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, Grant Dubose. Now, we both like Reed, we both like Wicks. I like Wicks more than you do, but they combined to drop 19 passes last season.
Yeah.
10 for Reed, 9 for Wicks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe they're not quite as good as we want to think that they are. And then no wide receiver in last year's draft.
Could you make the argument? And
I think Jason Homer has.
He just had a great call. That the difference between the big boys that we couldn't beat last year.
They got wide receivers right.
And we didn't. Is that an argument that how on earth do you fight that fight? And by the way, if I'm Philadelphia, I think seriously about trading Brown in the next year or two when he's at his peak and getting younger there, because he's good. He's obviously a stud. There's people that you don't think Mike Vrabel, who loved him in Tennessee, and that was the big breakup with him.
Yeah, you're right.
Trade him for a first and a couple, and all of a sudden reload that spot. I don't want Philly to do that. But Philadelphia, Detroit, Minnesota have all crushed at their wide receiver picks. I would say Detroit definitely two tiers lower than them, but Green Bay's below that. And who are the teams we couldn't beat last year?
Yeah. Detroit, Minnesota, Philly.
And Chicago. But
well, they beat them once, barely.
That's true.
By Carl a fingernail. Brooks. Let's play some trivia. Today's trivia category, because Jesse will have the Bowl Stream TV live video streaming coverage.
What will give us the best chance to have a week of first timers only? Because we don't want to discourage.
If you've played before, don't call.
I'm not discouraging. No. We're not in the discouraging.
That's cheating.
Business.
That'd be cheating.
Is it higher numbers? Is it lower numbers? Jesse, you got a pulse on this. What do we need to do?
I think we got to put it right in the middle. Caller 10.
Mm.
Right in the middle.
Caller 10. Mm. The category is Let's Go Bowling. Let's go bowling.
Oh, boy.
Caller 10 for 10 frames. 10
we got
pins.
We got Luka Chinsky, Jay, because he's the best bowler in this whole group from what I've seen and heard. The GKB team.
Or caller 223, because that's what Jesse waltzed in and rolled.
Yeah, Wally is not the best bowler, but I don't know what you've heard.
He's the most renowned bowler.
That's fair. Caller 10 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 10 plays trivia next. It's Will Dean Tausch.
We're on the Bucks.
He's one of those guys that can absolutely dominate. He can activate that MVP mode.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
And you know when Giannis is right, he can carry his team across the finish line.
Madison's home of the Bucks, 100.5 ESPN.
Take my heart, don't break it. Love me to my bones. All this time I've wasted.
This has never happened. Jesse didn't tell me who our contestant is. He wants to dramatically reveal whether we got our fifth consecutive first-time caller or not. He's got a flair for the dramatic. So without further ado, it's time for trivia.
Do you think we did it?
I think, given your history, I'm going to say that we didn't do it and you wanted to create drama and there isn't any. That's my gut reaction.
Scuba Chad. I think Scuba Chad is going to be the guy to break this up.
Ruining it.
Please welcome first time contestant.
Let's go.
In Stoughton.
Who?
Let's go.
Paul hey in Stoughton.
Hello, how are you guys doing today?
We're great, and awesome. We're excited. A clean sweep of the week, all first-time contestants. Paul,
wow!
Thank you for your service, and good luck here.
That's funny. How's it going, Dowager?
Doing awesome, Paul. Doing fantastic.
You guys know each other?
My son and his son will actually play against each other in football.
Is your son better?
Yeah.
Oh, great question.
They play a different position.
Oh. So, what does your son play?
Yeah. He's going to play tight end and middle linebacker.
Yeah, but Trey Hendrickson's better than Bo Melton.
All right, Paul.
Whoa, Nelly!
I don't know what you know about bowling, but here we go.
Used to bowl a lot when I was younger.
All right, well, then maybe this will help your cause. Jesse is going to be on the call of the... Why is it at two different locations, Jesse? Boys and girls?
Well,
Division 1, 2?
There are limited amounts of centers that are actually large enough to hold the entire tournament. So we will be at Rolling Thunder Lanes in Nina.
Thunder. Feel the thunder.
That's where the actual championship Sunday will be taking place. Everybody will be there. But throughout this weekend, including starting today and actually just in a little bit this afternoon, they'll be split between Nina and Oshkosh for the
state championships.
Yeah, we
like the Oshkosh one. That's a nice facility.
I do like. That's where I bowled my 300 game last year.
Nine pin tap,
yes.
All right, let's go here. Paul, question one in Let's Go Bowling. What is the popular term for a bowler getting three consecutive strikes?
Oh, I know this one.
Consecutive strikes.
I know this one.
Spoil it, Tausch.
Is it an eagle, a turkey, or an albatross?
Be a turkey.
Yeah.
Correctamundo.
Gobble, gobble. Gobble, right. Gobble.
Question two. Which bowler, known for his chirpy and rebellious personality, infamously said, "Who do you think you are? I am!" after winning the U.S. Open title in 2012. Was that chirpy and rebellious personality?
Just wait a second. You give me grief about going J.R. Ewing. You're talking about some bowling champ from the 2012s.
It is a very popular meme in the bowling community.
Moment in bowling history.
So is J.R. Ewing and who shot J.R. in TV history.
The bowler in question, the chirpy and rebellious bowler in question. Is it Norm Duke, Walter Ray Williams, or Pete Weber?
Go see. I have no idea.
It is Pete Weber. Well done.
Son of Dick Pete, Weber. They called him Pistol Pete.
Okay.
I thought that was Pete Maravich, but tomato, tomato. I've heard it both ways.
Norm Duke was our special guest a couple of years ago on Bowlstream TV's coverage of the Wisconsin High School State Championships.
Yeah, and when Wally was bowling in at Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam, I called him Walter Ray Luchinski.
It's pretty Luchinski. Good.
All right. Question three.
Tausch, can you name a bowler and play with us here or no?
Come on.
No.
Earl Anthony.
Come on.
Weber. Pete Weber.
Dick Weber. Okay. Question three.
Chris Weber.
George Weber. Question three.
Shout out to my dad for this one. We'll talk about it after the question's done.
Okay.
Ushering in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Question three. What is the best score you can achieve in a single standard game of bowling without throwing a strike?
Oh, great question.
Is it 190, 199, or 200?
The 199?
I don't know, is it?
I feel like this is like an insta fact check. Like, I want this insta fact checked. I'm sure he's right, but I want this insta fact.
So it doesn't need to be, because here's the deal.
Oh, God.
Nine spare. Nine spare.
My dad, who was a bowling coach for the Muskego program, and
he
an usher. He was an usher at AmFam Field
Did he favor the coach's kid, or did he get after
you? No, in fact, he notoriously made a very poor decision that cost us a JV match when one of the only matches he ever coached that I was actually on the team for.
And he sat you.
Yeah, well, no, I played, but he sat our best bowler, and we had a chance to win it at the end. It was a very controversial decision.
Mm. You're clearly over it.
It's the difference in JV and varsity, I suppose. So he asked me this question when I was a kid, and he told me the answer was 199. So when I worked at our sister station, WBEV in Beaver Dam, one of the first times I filled in for Uncle Bill doing the morning news show, there was a trivia question we had to ask every day and come up with. I said, I've got a great trivia question. It's my favorite question. What's the best score you can get in bowling without throwing a strike? It's a 199. And so someone called in. They said 190. Sorry, that's incorrect. Someone called in and said 199. That's correct. There was a revolt from the good people of Dodge County who fact-checked me filling in for Uncle Bill on the WBEV morning show, confirming that it is, in fact, a 190 and not a 199.
Okay. So I blame
my dad for instilling the incorrect information in me when I was a kid. And then it was taken out on the good people of Dodge County, who had to fact-check me in my first ever instance of needing to be fact-checked for radio trivia.
First of many, that's for sure. So just to be fair to Paul, if George was in charge of today's trivia, he'd have been 3 for 3.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, unfortunately, George, not in charge of trivia. So, Paul, you, like I think every other contestant this week, not only are you a first-time contestant, but you got 2 out of 3 right. So you have 3 of the possible 4 entries into the drawing. And I think everyone is a first-time contestant with 3 possible entries in the drawing.
That is the case, yes.
That's amazing. Paul, good luck.
That's
we
cool.
appreciate you. This was fun. Hope you play again, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, the whole thing with DK, why not go all out this year? Get DK and Adams and then draft later on? I mean, because picks are on, you know, who knows what the pick's going to be.
Blank
why not
just
go
picks.
All out this year and get those two?
Yeah, hey, let's do it. All in.
I mean, picks are unproven, right? You can be a bust. So why not go get 2 stars and just go for it all? And then also rebuild your all line.
I want Jamar Chase, too. I mean, if we're doing this, I also want Jamar Chase. That's fair.
I agree.
Picks.
Can we get Josh Allen? Can we give up Josh Allen for Jordan Love?
Yeah, I would make that trade. I'd make that trade from Green Bay.
I mean, you're uncertain about Dobbs now because of his whole concussion thing. Watson, I understand he can be a threat, but he's hurt all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, and Wicks, you know, he drops city at times. So why not?
Jason.
Yeah.
Drop city.
Drop city USA, as Tausch would say. Paul, good luck, buddy. We appreciate you. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right. We got to kick off the 11 o'clock hour.
One thing I noticed, our first timers, not as many love yous. I don't know if you noticed that. Yeah, not getting the same.
They're new to the game, maybe. Right. Maybe they're just new to the game.
Except who said LYG earlier this week?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And by the way, I love when a trivia contestant will bring up something about what we're talking about, too. I thoroughly enjoy that.
Yeah. What are we? It's 11:05. I'm trying to get to the break.
Meow.
We'll kick off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.